8.
June 17th, Badger.
Heartly, heart-touching, millions of dhanvat in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Guru Parpadma. Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pahashishma Bhakti Prajnan Kusha. And same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, millions of dhanvat. In the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Shishimat Bhakti Vedan Swami. We have finished Avideya Tattva. Paraspara Nukathanam Pamanam Bhagavajasa. We have finished this. Now, Sadhan Bhakti. For what Sadhan Bhakti? Or aim and object, I told you that napareham nirabhadya sanjivyam bandeham nande yunga vikhnasa jasaṁ haritya asa maho charanari isa. So Gopi Prem, especially Radha Prem, is the highest. So this is highest love. But we cannot touch that highest love. So for Jivas, Radha Dasya is highest. For that we are going to do sadhana. And for thus beginning will come sadhan bhakti, then bhav bhakti, and then prema bhakti. Prem cannot be achieved by this material body. Never. You can touch only up to asakti and then bhav. Rati. Only this. But Krishna is very merciful. Very merciful. If you are chanting, remember in such a way that all your nanas has been gone and Shuddha Sattva has come, then Yog Maya will mercifully take you where Mahaprabhu past times are going on there, on that Brahmanda, in Navdeep Dhan. You will be his associates. And then you will serve the Rupa. Sanatana Goswami. And there you will know everything. And Yogmala quickly, Yogmaya will quickly take you to him. Where Krishna is going. After that birth, Bhauma Braja, she will say. And there you will have chance to associate with Siddha Gopis by their mercy. Everything you can achieve. This is goal. Now, Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is collecting garland, and in Sadhan Bhakti he is telling first that a vishaya, sadhan vishaya, can't be neutral. No? That is neutral. Oh yes. No in theology. Then you can fall down. You fall down.
Fall down.
Fall down. Don't be neutral at any time. If Kirtan is going, I'm neutral. Or this is going, neutral. Not neutral. Being bhakti side, we saw all the present in Govardhan, Annakut. And all were so in theologist. Theologist. Correct my language and then so lay language. It will never be. In hearing, in samaning, samanam, padasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, cooking is also archanam. Don't be neutral. In any time. This is the symptom of bhakti, if bhakti is there. All the to please Krishna and to please, first to please Guru. And to, so how we will know that Guru is happy with my activities? Oh, he will know. You can help from yourself, but not to Guru. Don't be neutral in any case. In any case. And that is why he is telling here. A vishaya in bhakti sadhan nishyata sahita dhriha ho. Nishyata sahita dhriha ho. What?
With firm determination we could practice our
bhakti. With firm determination, you should go. Tumake kev to theliya thale.
If
anyone is
pushing
down and you fell down. If anyone is apaman karu, insulting you. So much insulting. Like Tidandi Bhikkhu having, you know, when he used to
go for begging.
Where he used to go? In his native place. No. And all used to take his commandal and used to make his urine. Breaking his danda. Insulting him, even stone on his head, dhoni sannyasi, like that. But he was so tall, never cared. Again, he went there. Again and again. Asat vyakti. Dvara banchit ho. If any asat vyakti, if he cheats you, any bad person, no? Asat means? Any bad. He cheats you, no harm. Anyone is doing hinsa to you, violence to you, ईर्ष्या to you, envy us so much. If anyone is tarring him,
rebuke
like Haridas Thakur, Prahlad Maharaj, they tried to kill him. केवा अबद्ध करे यदि कोई इफ एनी वन बैंड्स यू केवा तुम्हार संपत्ति हरण करे इफ एनी वन टैक्स फोर्सिबली योर होल वेल्थ बाय चीटिंग एंड बाय डकैती या बाय एनी हाउ इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू ओ इफ एनी वन मेक्स like two, speaking on you, understand, I want that all should hear carefully, especially sannyasi, and in sannyasi, senior sannyasi, like me and others. Keho vat tumha sarire mutra tyag karu. If anyone making urine on your head or body, एक प्रकार है अज्ञजन तुम्हारे नाना प्रकार है उत्पादित करो. In this way, the best person may
harass you for many times.
Oh, in many ways. तथापि तुम्हें दृढ़ रूपे श्रेयस काम हो तथापि मीन्स ये यू शुड बी टॉलरेंट एंड गो ऑन डूइंग भक्ति इन मैंने उत्साहित होकर के डोंट बी होपलेस और आई शुड नॉट मन को एकाग्रित करके भक्त्याशित करके कुछ विषय से तुम अवश्य पार हो जाओगे. सो इफ इन दीज केसेस इफ यू आर टॉलरेंट एंड गोइंग ऑन डेवलपिंग भक्ति 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 देन वेरी सून कृष्ण विल बी हैप्पी गुरुदेव विल बी हैप्पी एंड यू विल बी हैप्पी एंड यू विल achieve your goal. In these cases I see sometimes we are bewildered what to do and not to do. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur collected this and in Srimad Bhagavatam Tridandi Upakhyan has been given in Chaitanya Charitamrita Haridas Thakur and others are given. So you should be like that. Now he is telling Gopya Kamad Bhayat Kanso Dvesha Chajdyadyo Nipa Sambhandhat Vishnaya Sneha Dyujan Bhaktya Vayam Vibho. This is sadhan. You should, at the time of sadhana, you should form like this. Very strong. I see that some become hopeless. They give up bhakti. Bhakti is nothing. Why so much calamities and suffering are coming? So I should give up. But you should not give up. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling, sadhan bhakti or radhanga bhakti, there are two. What is vaidhi bhakti? You?
That devotion which is impelled by fear.
Okay, then. Where?
Microphone, please.
Where?
The definition of Vaidhi Bhakti, Vaidhi comes from the Sanskrit word vidhi or rules. It means that bhakti which is impelled or caused by fear of the injunctions of the scriptures. If I don't behave like this or I don't follow it, then I will suffer and go to hell. So this is in short.
But at the time of sadhana bhakti, utsaha nishchaya, or nishchaya means nishchaya dharyat. I have told about dharyat. Tattva karma parvartana sangatyadat sato vritti sarvi bhakti. Always utsaha in bhakti. Never be neutral, never be neutral. And Radhanuga Bhakti, you.
Mukarata Varanda Sagaranda Salaka Saksuranulatam Devatasvaya Sri Guravedma. Sri Guru wanted me to define briefly Radhanuga Bhakti. Before we can understand what is Radhanuga Bhakti, first we have to understand Radhatmika Bhakti. Iste Swarasiki Radha Parama Vistita Bhagat Tani Yadbhavet Bhakti Saragatmika Oditaha.
First you should know Radhatmika Bhakti, then Radhanuga.
So hear it? Here is the definition of Radhatmika Bhakti. Iste Swarasiki Radha. Radha means Pranamai, Trishna. It is a love which is full of thirst. The thirst to serve and please Krishna. An unquenchable loving thirst for Iste Swarasiki, naturally, for the object of one's love, Shri Krishna. And that is the Swarup Lakshan. The intrinsic characteristic. And Tathastha Lakshan, marginal characteristic, Paramavistita Bhavet. Due to intense thirst to serve and love the one's Ishtadev, one has Parama Avishtata, complete absorption of the mind. Parama Avishtata is called Tathastha Lakshan. Why? Because this may be present also in those who are not Radhatmik, like Kans Maharaj. He's also totally absorbing Krishna, but he's not Radhatmik. So primary symptom, the unquenchable thirst to render loving service. And secondary symptom, the total paramavishtata, total absorption in the object of love. That bhakti which is composed of these two things, that is called Radhatmika Bhakti. Where is that Radhatmika Bhakti? It is in the Parikar, Nitya Parikar, the eternal associates of Sri Krishna in the spiritual world. So that is called Radhatmika Bhakti. Now we come to Radhanuga. Here, Virajanti Nabi Gaktam Rajabasi Janadisu Radhatmika Manasritya Sa Yasa Radhanuga Uchate. Radhanuga Bhakti means Virajanti Nabi Gaktam. The best example, the most shining, effulgent, radiant example of Radhatmika Bhakti is where? Virajantami Abhivyaktam Brajavasi Janadishu, in the residence of Vrindavan. And therefore, the sadhana, the practice which is performed in this world, Radhatmika Anusritya, following the moods of those eternal associates, that is called Radhanuga Bhakti. Following their moods, what does it mean? The practice is such, Krishna Smaranjana.